Oh, you guys out there, man. You feminists, you simps out there. You keep making these videos. About us MGTOWs out there. Telling us how pathetic we are and everything. We're not pathetic. Last time I checked, we're not pathetic. We're pathetic because, we don't want to deal with women anymore. We don't want to date them. We don't want to be with them. We're pathetic. So you're trying to say we need some type of pussy juice to have meaning in our life? No, we don't. I don't. And a lot of you who follow me and trash on me, you're probably going like this. Oh no, you, Mr. Hate Vicious, you need women. You wouldn't be in the industry if you didn't. Look, that's a business transaction, okay? And besides, I don't need women to be in the adult industry. I can have two guys go at it. Or a couple shemales go at it. Or a shemale and a guy. I don't need a woman. I don't need a woman. I can use men in my videos. I won't play in them. But I can have them go at it. Yeah, I don't need women in the adult industry. I really don't. But I've been seeing a lot of cucks and a lot of sippy ass people out there giving out dating advice and then at the same time trashing MGTOWs out there. Do you have any idea what kind of door you opened? You opened up you poked a hornet's nest. You opened a door with a hornet's nest, you disturbed it, you disturbed it, and then you're getting stung. You don't think me and my MGTOW brothers, when they see your video, you don't think they're going to give you a thumbs down or make a comment in your video? They ain't going to agree with you. They're going to tell you the truth. You're over here saying that we're pathetic just because we can't get a girlfriend or everything. It's not that we can't get a girlfriend. A lot of us MGTOWs can. And then you go over here and you call us ugly and you call us incels, that we're haters towards women and we're violent towards them. We're not. Last time I checked, women, females, like, you know, like, not females in general, but the feminists, they're the true aggressors. They are the true violent people against men. When the Donald Trump election was out there and I was seeing all this shit on YouTube, oh my God, you cucks, you simps, and you goddamn feminists, you guys are so freaking violent. You resort to violence just to try and get a point across. Some of you actually hit people, pepper sprayed people. That was amazing. I couldn't believe it. Could not fucking believe it. But I enjoyed myself. I would sit there every day throughout the whole election. I would sit there every day and watch you simps, you social justice warriors, just get knocked to the ground. Just get trashed on. You guys have no logic. And you guys don't even know what the hell we do. You don't even know nothing about MGTOW. You guys, when you're explaining and trashing on us, you guys don't know what the fuck we actually do here. Or actually doing here. You don't know. You don't have a freaking clue. I'm not going to explain it to you. You're going to have to do some research. You're going to have to do some work. Because that video I saw today, with that one dude, everybody thumbed down. There was like, the last time I checked, there was 56 thumbs down, dislikes, and zero likes. And everybody in the comment section, I know a lot of them, they were MGTOWs. You opened that door, you deserve this. And I suggest that you close down your video, buddy. Close down your video and do some research and actually know what the hell you're talking about. Because we looked at that video and we're just like, God, this guy just doesn't know what the hell he's talking about. At all. At fucking all. It was like you're trying to sell us, you know, to be in a marriage and in a relationship and how to deal with a woman. I'm going to tell you something right now. The reason why us MGTOWs are not going to take your advice is because women these days, they get bored. Go ahead. I encourage you, buddy, and all you cucks and simps out there to be in a relationship. and try and make it work. Try it. The only way you're going to make it work with another woman is going to be a woman that knows she can't get another man, if she left you or you left her. Those are the ones you're going to get. The ones that you'll puke after you pump her. Yeah. But anyway, I challenged my professor. He challenged all of us to go out there, find a woman, and have a relationship and try and make it work. And he said, I bet you can't do it. And you too, simps. Go out there, I encourage it. And I know you all want 10s out there. I dare you to go out there and get a 10. And try and be with her for the rest of your life. I bet you you can't do it. I bet you you can't do it. I've seen so many of my friends try it. It just doesn't work. You're not her one and only. She wants attention from other guys, not just you. She don't want attention from just one guy. She wants attention from everybody. This is how women think. And with the social media out there, oh, it's pretty much impossible, buddy, to even have a relationship, you know, just together and with it. There's no fucking way. Women are attention whores, always taking pictures of themselves, sending it on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, whatever. I don't care. They're going to get the attention. And if they get the right attention from a certain guy that they like, oh yeah. You think she won't cheat on you? Oh yeah, she'll cheat on you. Oh yes, she will. My last girlfriend, she wanted all the attention in the world. So she goes and leaves me. Because she told me she just wanted a man to pamper her and just rub her shoulders when she needed it. And hug and kiss her and cuddle her and watch a movie together. We used to do that. But she got tired of it. She's like, well, he's giving me all I need. But you know what? I want attention from somebody else. So she did. The moment she got two phones, I knew something was up. Yeah, she met a biker guy, and she's probably getting passed around. So she's like, oh, yeah, oh, there's like 5 guys in the room. Oh, yeah, they're boning me one at a time. Oh, yeah, I'm getting one from the front. I'm getting one from the back. Oh, my God. Passed around. She got her happy. There she goes. But little did she know, she would have got it anyway if she just stayed with me. She would have got it anyway because I'm in the adult industry. She could have got it anyway. I guess she just doesn't want to be exposed. I remember mentioning it to her that I was in the adult industry, but she told me I would not. She said, I would not play in a porno movie because my dad watches porn and I don't want him to see me. Oh, well. Oh, well. She just wanted to do it behind closed doors. And what's funny, when you guys think you know our philosophy here, it's hilarious that you people make a video and not realizing what door you opened. I see these videos all the time, and it's all these MGTOWs, and a lot of them I know them, and oh my God, man, they just rip you a new one. They really do. And a lot of you take your video down right away. I don't blame you. You're just trying to get away from the hornets in the hornet's nest. They're chasing you out of here. You calling us cucks and incels? Bullshit. I know some MGTOWs who have kids and MGTOWs who are grandfathers and shit like that. Please, we're not incels. I'm not an incel. You guys call me an incel and I'm in the adult industry. You guys are over here laughing. You can't get laid. I was like, oh, fuck you. It's hilarious how you think you know who I am and what I do with my life. You're stupid. You're an idiot. You're truly a fucking idiot. Yeah, you're putting yourself in a situation where the woman can take everything you have. That is just stupid. Dumb. Unbelievable. I bet you can't make a relationship work. I dare you. I challenge you to go out there and make it work. I bet you can't do it. Just like my professor says, bet you can't do it. You are not her one and only. Most women are hoes. And there are no women out there. Real women out there. There's no woman, there's no man out there that can take your woman. Only your hoe. And most men take other people's wives. I see it all the time. They're all hoes. And I'm going to tell you something right now, simps. She's not your girl. It's just your turn. That's it. It's just your turn. And then it'll be your turn to take a bite of that shit sandwich. Because she gave you a bad deal. You call us incels. Pathetic incels. It's interesting. I'm going to tell you what an incel is. My little brother. He's a fucking incel. He hasn't been laid in 13 years. And he tried and tried and tried for all those years. And couldn't get a date or anything. And he just would just whine and complain and say, I hate women. I hate this and that. And that's a real incel. That's an incel. A frustrated person. And a lot of you people accuse me of being frustrated. No, I'm just intense sometimes. I'm very intense. And I like to shout too. So I make sure everyone hears it. Haven't been shouting lately because I don't feel like I need to do that anymore. So you do your research before you start poking our nest, the hornet's nest, poking the manosphere. Be careful. So I've seen my MGTOW brothers just destroy your asses. You females too. Stop calling us pathetic. We're going our own way. That's it. You're just afraid because more and more men are catching on to it. And I'm getting, on my social media, I'm getting more and more and more thank yous. You know, towards me. They're like, thank you, brother. You saved my life. And MGTOW saves lives. It does. Because I've seen people wanting to kill themselves. See men wanting to kill themselves over a fucking woman. It's not worth it. Not worth it at all. The suicide rate for men is dropping. It used to be really, really high. Now it's dropping. I think the reason why people want to get rid of MGTOW because people enjoy men dying. That's what I feel. I'm helping people every day. Every morning I get a new compliment. Oh, thank you. I love your videos. You saved my life, man. I like your philosophy. I love your videos, man. They saved my life. I got one this morning. Why would you want to take away something from a man? You know what I mean? Why would you want to take away something from someone that helps them? That's like the perfect therapy. Why would you want to take that away? If you want to take that away from us men, you're sick. You want us to go back into the plantation, lose everything, and then take and take and take, take from us, and then you want to, and then we can't take it tomorrow, and we have no other choice is to kill ourselves. That's what some men think, and MGTOW prevented that from happening. Like I said, me and my other MGTOW brothers saved lives. Why would you want to take that away? Why? There's proof that it saves lives. Men's lives. Now it's vice versa. Now women, the suicide rate is really up. MGTOW saves lives. You can't tell me different. You can't tell me and my other MGTOW brothers any different. You can go and make fun of us all you freaking want, but in the end, we're the ones going to be happy. And when your lady leaves you, you'll know what we're talking about. I'm Mr. 8 Vicious, signing off.